Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Take Two Radio. This is Pam, your host, and with me tonight, of course, is Dawn, my co-host. Hello, Dawn.
Hello, Pam. I hope everyone out there is having a great night tonight. Welcome to all the listeners.
Definitely. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're so excited to have Ian Buchanan with us, but he's running a little late, so I just want to let you guys know that off the top. He is coming. He's just getting off work late. And on his way home so he can call in. And we, of course, want him to work, so we don't mind waiting.
Not at all. It'll be well worth the wait, I'm so sure. So And you know, I wanna kind of kick things off tonight by giving some shout-outs. We've got people on hold, and I'll just go ahead and preface now. If you would like to call in and speak to Ian, now is the time to call and get in the queue because we already have quite a few people in there. We want to be sure to try to get to as many calls as we can. The number to call is 718-506-1540. And also want to say hello to the folks in the chat room. We got Brenda, Golden Road, a ton of guests that are not named, of course. Michelle, Barbara,
Jen. David.
I mean, the list goes on and on. Space Diva, Catacombs. I mean, gosh, you never know who's going to show up next. But anyway, we're so glad to have you all with us. Ian is extremely popular, and obviously from the turnout tonight. So this is very, very exciting and all. So Pam, how was your day today? Did you do anything spectacular? Did you do any Christmas shopping or anything? I'm sorry if I'm spazzing. I'm on coffee, so...
Where's mine?
Well, I fixed a cup of coffee before the show because I thought, this will help me stay awake. I had a late night of studying last night, and I think now I'm jacked on coffee. I swear I've only had one cup. But anyway, back to my
you
question.
You all are in trouble now.
No, really. It's a good thing he's going to hurry and call, Ian. Hurry and call. No, you know, did you do anything spectacular today or
no,
you know, at least?
No, nothing at all. I mean,
I wish I could say that.
Believe me, if I could, I would, but I can't, so I won't. You know how that goes.
Hey, you know, I love that saying, by the way. Hey, now we've got a call. Do you want me to check it, or do you think it's him?
Go ahead and check and see who it is. I don't.
Over.
I'm not positive who that is. It might be one of the people in the chat room that said they were going to call because
okay.
they
well,
said
you just
I.
Hear- You entertain the masses. I'll be right back.
Well, I don't know how anybody else's weather has been. That's usually in the Midwest or, I don't know who else has cold area other than Midwest or Canada. But here in Chicago, it was like 50 degrees, and it's already December 13th. Believe me, not complaining. I wish it was like this every winter, and I hope it stays that way for at least a little while. But I'm enjoying it. I've got the windows open, and, it's a little bit cool, but it's nice to have the windows open. I'm one of those people that don't like to have air conditioning on, even in the summertime. As soon as I can open the window, I do. And I throw on the ceiling fans, and to me, that's fine. But... I know that Dawn, being in North Carolina, doesn't get the snow like we get, and I always tell her she could come over here for Christmas time. I'll go over there as I need to move. But on to another subject. I wanted to play one song for you before we get our guest, and it's by Last Breath. It's their holiday song. It's called Jingle All the Way. And if you download it, it's a little over $3 here in the U.S., but when you download it from the U.K., it's a little, I think it's £2. This band is from the U.K., and they are collecting these donations to give to Bryan House, which is on the same level as Ronald McDonald House. So it helps the kids and the young adults that have terminal illness and try to make their Christmas a little bit happier. So I'm going to go ahead and play the song for you and let you hopefully enjoy it, and then we'll get back. Hopefully our guest will be with us at that time. And it's called Jingle All the Way by Last Breath.
I remember waking up on Christmas. You remember what it used to be.
hope you all enjoyed that. If you'd like to download it and help out the kids and their families have a nice Christmas, you can go to lastbreathrock.weebly.com, and it's just a couple bucks. And I think we have our guest online, so let's go ahead and pick this call up.
Hello.
Hello, Ian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm sorry I'm a little late.
Oh, that's okay. Like I was telling everybody, we're very happy that you're working, so we don't mind you being a little late.
Yeah, we're kind of like cramming in like a lot of stuff before the holiday, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can imagine. When do you guys go on break for that?
We go on break on Wednesday.
On Wednesday for a couple weeks? Or
I think Wednesday until, till the 7th, I think, or the 5th. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's quite
nice.
I think it's going to be 2 full weeks. That'll be lovely.
Are you going anywhere for the holidays?
No, I'm not. I'll be here in California. I will probably spend Christmas with Finola and her family, and with Susan Flannery and her family, and I'll be here.
That'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
That'll be wonderful.
How about you? What are your plans?
I'm not going anywhere unless you're picking me up.
Okay, well, if you're on the way, I will.
Just send the jet, please. I mean, I'm here in freezing cold Chicago. Like, today's not bad, but, you know, anytime I can get out of here and avoid the snow, I'm ready to go.
Well, I think Matthew Lee Graham's going to Chicago for the holiday.
Well, you know, yeah. You can always come here, too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Bring Susan, Finola, their families. Bring them all.
Exactly, exactly.
And then
that.
I'll go out to California.
Yeah.
So I have Dawn. Well, I'm sure you met Dawn now. She's my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice to meet you, Ian.
Hi, Dawn.
Thank
good.
You.
Nice to meet you also.
Thank
and
you for
she's
being
in
with
North
us
Carolina.
Oh, nice. Now, what is that? That's probably pretty cold right now, too, though.
It has been very cold today, unseasonably so. So, you know, we're not quite used to 20s and 30s during the day this time of year. We usually don't do that until about January, February. So, but it's kind of nice because of the season. So, it's, you know,
so
nice addition.
You might have a white Christmas there in North Carolina.
They have kind of hinted at that, but, you know, that's kind of on the verge of wishful thinking a little bit. We don't have those very often. So, but it would be nice. It'd be nice to have it for about the first half of the day and then just let the snow dissipate, you know.
Yeah.
So, we shall see what happens, you know.
Exactly.
So how does it feel being back on GH of like almost 25 years? Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about it earlier. It seems like forever. But then again, it seems like yesterday.
I know. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I think it does seem like yesterday, but it has been a long time. And I'm very aware of like everything that has, you know, kind of that I have done like in between.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm there and I'm kind of like we're doing, like, you know, when I'm there with Finn and when, you know, and there with some of the crew who are still, you know, who are there from back when, it seems
right.
Like it's only like, it seems like it might have been like 5 years ago. It's like so bizarre. It reminds me to kind of take kind of stock of like how quickly time goes by and just
isn't
to,
that
you know,
the truth, yeah.
Just
mm-hmm.
to, you know, kind of like enjoy every single minute and just like make it all worthwhile and make it all count because it's especially when we were doing some of the flashback stuff and we had to look at the like when Duke and Anna first met at that, I think the policeman's ball, which of course
yeah.
Not the ball, but it was the policeman's ball. And we looked at they said we'd look at the show because you have to repeat some of the dialogue and we looked at the show and you know, Finola said, oh my God, I can't believe how big my hair was and I looked at the show and I said like, they're all dead. All these people are dead. Oh my gosh, I can't stand it. Norma Connelly and Frank, and there was like every single person that kept popping. Anna Lee, I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
and
I know
David
that's
Lewis.
Bad
I was
part.
Like, I said, here we are, like still kind of like we're doing this or getting to redo this, And they're all gone. It was like so bizarre. It's like, wow, it's been a long time. It's been a very long time. But it doesn't feel like that, but you know.
It really doesn't. I know it's like almost when I look at my kids, even though I know they're grown, I still see them as little children, you know.
Yeah.
And other people that don't see them as often, you know, they look at them like, oh, my God, you're so big, you've grown. And it's kind of the same way when you watch a soap for so long and a character that you don't really realize the changes and that, you know, you have gotten older. But I'll tell you, you guys stand up well.
Oh, well, good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think we've taken fairly good care of ourselves. I kind of wish they'd made the Duke mask like just based it on like a flashback instead of like on real time, but that would have been like.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, Anna not knowing that's a mask, but then second, if that mask would have been from back way, you know, 20 years ago, then she would have really had to have been dumb, and we know Anna's not dumb.
No, she's not dumb.
And she's been killing. You all have been killing the scenes. I mean, I can't even tell you how much we enjoy GH now. I mean, it's just, oh, my gosh. It's not only memories, but new memories being made and seeing how you are interacting between each other. And I just absolutely love it.
Oh,
I love that you're back.
Good.
I love that Scorpio's back. And Robin. Oh, my gosh.
I know. I think I can speak for like all of us. We can't believe our good fortune. We can't believe that we're all like there and like doing our stuff and doing it like as with, you know, some continuity and having, you know, been in each other's lives all through this entire like time. It's like it's there's something very sweet about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very sweet about it, yeah.
What's different to you compared to, you know, 25 years ago, just with the different, I guess, you know, your role, it's pretty much the same to us, but how does it feel different to you?
I think you'll see it, it becomes like, I think as you know, Duke is like back being Duke, which is kind of a little bit of an adjustment, but, you know, the difference, I think, for me, is well, certainly like the pace and the...
Is it faster now?
Oh my God, it's so much faster. I mean, we used to do it like live television, a 1 hour like live show. We'd spend the whole day preparing, rehearsing, dress rehearsal, get notes, get like you know, like major changes, talking, and then go to tape at 5 o'clock and be done by 6.
Okay.
That was like a regular day in the old days, and now I mean the whole everything has changed, and it's like, you know, you hit the ground running at very early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
For me, usually, if it's very early, then my eyes are not open until maybe like about 10 or 11. And then we just like go the whole day, just like doing stuff and doing great. I mean, right now, thankfully, great writing, great material.
Yes.
Just great, you know, direction and great, like, you know, production and everything else. It's pretty, I mean, that is just so wonderful. I love that.
You know, everybody in the chat room is dying to know, as well as myself, how did they film the face melting scene? I mean, that was phenomenal.
I was in there like, as me playing, as, you know, as Duke, or Faison playing Duke, I was in there, and then, you know, the oil got, like, thrown on the face, and they did, like, a quick cutaway, and then they put Anders Hove in, and when he went in, he had the tablecloth I pulled over my face. He then had the same tablecloth, but inside the tablecloth was, you know, like a ton of, like, molten, like molten latex that stuff just, like, fall off, so... Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was a long day. We did that very late, and I had to leave before they finished. I finished my thing, and I had to go to the airport to go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a shower very quickly at the studio. But I got on the plane with, like, oil between my toes.
Oh, no.
And oil, like, spilling my hair. And I was like, well, I guess you know, it's a, I got on the red eye and I took like a nap. And when I opened my eyes just before we landed in New York, the oil had like run down my forehead from my hair, and my eyes were just covered in like a film of like like olive oil. It was.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, very funny. But my hair was like great, shiny for days. My skin was like very, very happy for like for weeks afterwards. So.
Well, yeah.
Nice and moisturized.
Yeah,
the only part that would have probably bothered me is in between the toes and then the eyes. That would have bothered me.
Definitely.
Between the toes, it was, yeah, it was interesting because I had showers and everything, but then I guess you just couldn't get it all out. So.
That's funny.
Well. Ian, I must tell you, I always love when a soap brings back an actor from, you know, a good while ago, and they bring them back, cast them in the original role they were in before. And, you know, it's new storylines, but, you know, fans really thrive on that. And I know, you know, that is why the General Hospital community, soap fan world, is just elated that you're back. And so it's just so good to have you back on there. Now, I have followed you. I loved you in the role when you were on Bold and Beautiful.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Oh, yes. You had me convinced that you were a doctor. It's so believable. I mean, that's what I love about your acting. It's always so believable. And that storyline, the Sheila Carter storyline where you were her doctor, you know, you played that role so well that it almost made, I would imagine a lot of people could agree with me, and that is, I think we were the only ones that felt like you were the only one that could tame Sheila and could make Sheila do what she needed to do.
Right.
You know, no one else.
Oh, that's
but what an awesome storyline. What was that like to work with Kimberlyn Brown?
I love
phenomenal.
Yeah, I had a great time with Kimberlyn. Also with Barbara Cranston, who played Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had, it was really good because, like, you know, I think Sheila and Maggie were kind of like the yin and the yang.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you know, kind of James, like, in between. Like, you know, here was, you know, sort of blonde goodness and dark, like, evil. And James was just completely, I had a very good time. I loved working with both of them. And I loved James. I loved that character.
Yeah.
I love that character. I've always said he's probably, I mean, I've always liked Duke, but I've always said that James was probably the character I'd most like to have as a friend, and I think I kind of learned a lot playing James and sort of was growing up maybe in certain ways as I was playing him, and he was kind of doing stuff, discovering stuff, and I was too at the same time, which was kind of very interesting and very satisfying, and I love that role. I love that. I just I used to get very, because I didn't create the role, I didn't write the role, and when sometimes there were changes made, I used to fight like not that there couldn't be changes as there are in life and things change and things, but when stuff that would come in, I'd go no, please don't, you mustn't,
yeah.
don't mess with this. Please don't mess with this. This is like a very solid, like good, like decent human being, and don't. If he crosses a line, it's for a very good reason, not just for kicks or for like just, you know, like for the hell of it. So.
Right, right, and you won outstanding actor, supporting actor for a daytime Emmy on that one.
Yeah, I've always said I got there was outstanding supported actor.
Yeah.
I felt like I was like surrounded by like the greatest people, and I just, I did. It was great. I loved it. I love getting that.
Now, Chrissy in the chat room is asking if you're going to participate in the nurse's ball. Have they come
oh
up with
God.
That yet?
I've been working with Lynn, and I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling I don't know. I hate to use the T word, but I have a feeling there may be something.
I cannot wait to see what they come up with that. Yeah, and they're all talking about the tango. So.
Yeah, I'm like, because both Fanola and I get like, it's so funny, we both kind of gasp whenever that gets mentioned. As we got mentioned last time. We both go, no.
You do it so well.
I know, but you know, first of all, she's a dancer, which is great. I'm not
right.
a dancer. I'm kind of like a, and when she does that thing where she falls, like when she loses her balance and falls over and I have to like hold her, I'm like, what if I think about something else just for a second and I kind of forget to kind of hold?
Yeah.
But so far I haven't.
So we know if it gets filmed with her bouncing her head off the floor.
Well, you know, yeah, yeah. You know something's gone wrong.
Yeah, they said you better get your dancing shoes on.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And I have a feeling. I have a very
get ready.
And my gosh, Lucy Coe being back. I mean, we need Kin Schreiner. We need, I can't even think. All the people that were involved in that, Scotty and Luke. Luke needs to get back from vacation or whatever he's doing in Switzerland or
and,
wherever
and
he
you
is
know.
Right now.
You know that Jeannie Francis, she needs to be back. She needs to be back on GH. I mean, it would just be like old times, you know, like a family reunion here almost.
Well, you know,
and,
I'd love to tell
gosh.
You that I've seen Lynn Herring.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anybody else yet. I've seen Tony in the morning, so.
Well, I can't wait to see if what Lynn ends up in this time, too, because, you know, she is always practically naked for every nurse's ball.
Oh, she is? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sure then she won't disappoint.
Yeah. Something always happened to her where she ended up with most of her clothes off.
Oh,
for
yeah,
every
yeah, yeah.
Ball.
I heard somebody was telling me, because I wasn't around for the nurse's ball, but I heard that she auctioned off like her clothes and did like a strip tease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is so funny. She is such a great actress. I just adore her.
Yeah, she's great. And I also did Port Charles with her, which we had a great time.
Yes. Yes.
We were reminiscing about that.
Yeah, that was a great show too. I'm so sorry that they took that one down too.
Just before, like, all the vampire shows, like, suddenly, like,
mm-hmm.
oh.
Yeah, I mean, it would have fit perfectly in right now. I mean, maybe they should bring it back.
Yeah.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind putting those teeth in again, wouldn't you?
I didn't mind the teeth so much. It was the contact lenses, and the only person who could get my lenses out was Kelly Monaco, because I could put them in, but I couldn't get them out. And they would be, you know, kind of like screaming, saying, okay, like, you know, get the red eyes out. We don't want the lenses. And I was like, I can't do this. And she kind of plucked them out, like, with her fingers. They were like, she's
are
the
they
only...
hard contacts?
They were hard, actually, because they were colored and we had to mm-hmm. wear them, like, every day, so they were hard. Yeah.
Yeah, because I spoke to an actress that was on one of the vampire shows and movies, and she says that it really irritated her eyes, and because they were like oversized too. Did that happen to you?
They were oversized, and also we had like smoke and stuff, you know, like special effects and
mm-hmm.
stuff all the time. So I kind of got used to them. I still couldn't. I could put them in easily, but I could never take them out. I felt like I was like plucking my eyes out.
Yeah, I had a problem. I wear glasses for driving and that, and I thought, well, let me try to get some contacts, and I tried and tried to put those things in. I'd finally get them in, and then I couldn't get them out, and one got stuck in my eye.
It's a hard part. Very hard part.
It is. It really is. And it got stuck in my eye. I had to wait overnight unless I wanted to go to the emergency room and find some place open the next day, an eye place, to take it out for me. So I said, that's it. Never again.
I think they also gave, so they must have been hard lenses. They gave us like these tiny little plungers, which you can use in an emergency. If you can't get the lens out, you have this little plunger that you kind of basically like put on the lens, and it kind of just sucks onto the lens and lifts the lens out. So.
Oh, I never heard of that. Very interesting.
Well, Ian, we have someone in the chat room who goes by Confessions of a Rookie Video Gamer, and they want to know, what new General Hospital cast members do you enjoy working with?
The new ones? I love Jason. Is it Jason? He plays Patrick.
Oh yes, yes.
Oh
Jason.
Yeah. Mhm.
Wonderful. Great actor. I like Lisa. Oh, gosh. I'm so difficult with the names. She plays. She's having the LSD like hallucinations. And
Lisa LoCicero. Yeah.
Yes, Lisa
Olivia.
LoCicero. Oh, yeah, I love her. Olivia, yeah. I love her. I love the. Oh, my gosh. I'm totally drawing a blank. She's the surrogate, going to be the surrogate mother.
Oh, Maxie.
Maxie, yes, wonderful. Wonderful. She's just adorable. I just love her.
She is. She's another one that cracks me up. What do you think about Spinelli?
Well, he's great. I haven't worked with him. I've been kind of in scenes with him, but haven't worked with him.
Have you heard his dialogue at time?
Yeah, it's funny.
He makes up names for everybody. He just cracks me up. He's so funny.
He is funny indeed. It's just amazing, all of the new talent, and it's just, General Hospital just continued to be one of the best soaps out there. And someone else was asking, what's it like to work with Tristan Rogers now that he is back on General Hospital?
That's great. We've always had a great time, always. It's wonderful. It's great. I mean, I don't think either one of us or any one of us would have kind of imagined that 25 years down the line we would be still doing the same wonderful stuff, which is so cool. Duke doesn't have a history with Luke, so that's been kind of interesting. Whole new thing, but he has this very rich history with Scorpio and,
right,
and Anna, mm-hmm, and Robin and Felicia, which is also amazing, and even with the Quartermain, he has a history with the Quartermain, so that's
Sean Kanan back as AJ, that's great too. We love that.
AJ was like a baby when I was.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah,
he grew up too.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I want to touch base on Citizens Band because I uploaded one of the songs on here to play when the show is over, as far as the interview portion and taking calls to play. Now, I was listening to some of the music ever since you spoke about it, last year, I think I remember it, and I love it. I love watching the videos. I love watching you in it. And what's it like being up there on stage singing all these songs with these people?
It's great. It's kind of very, for me, it's very liberating, and it's there's a massive amount of talent, and it's also very beautiful. It's a beautiful show. So I kind of, sometimes I'm kind of up there with them all and just looking around in amazement at just how gorgeous the whole thing is. But it's kind of an important band. It's an important, they have an important message, I've always been very aware of that, and I sort of like being a part of that, for that reason, that it's just they have kind of a social conscience, and it's been a really important part of my life for the past many years. So I like it. Getting on stage is a little scary, especially mm-hmm, when they play the intro for something that I'm going to sing, and my first thought is no, me. No, and then of course you have to do it. So.
Yeah, I was looking at the titles of some of the songs off of the one CD, and I Swung the Election, When the Lights Go On Again, The Debt Rattle, I Ain't Afraid.
A lot of those are old Depression songs from the Depression, and
yeah,
a couple of
when you listen to them, it definitely tells a story about real life.
Yeah, exactly. It's very pertinent to now.
Exactly.
Ron Carnevati, who writes General Hospital, came to, I think, the last New York show. I got, like, a little nervous, and I said to him before he kind of, when he was on his way, I said, I think you're going to like the show, but in, there's absolutely no way you should take anything you see here and put it in the nurse's bowl.
Oh, my gosh, that would
be
great.
I said, it just will not. I said, you mustn't, you can't have, like, me, like, do any of this stuff in the nurse's bowl, which, unfortunately, I think was, like, the worst thing to ask him, so.
I would love to see that. I mean, because what I've seen on the, on YouTube, you put on some great shows. I think that would fit right in.
The shows are great, yeah.
That would be great. Well, maybe further down the line we can get you up there dancing somehow, some way. We'll do, let's see, Good Guys Ball or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's an idea.
And then we could, against the bad guys. How's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like West Side Story type thing.
Exactly. Or somebody tweeted yesterday, like, you know, Duke and Faison doing a duet of I Got You Under My Skin.
Oh, my God. And please, somebody comb his hair for him.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It looks like a Q-tip.
Yeah, it does.
But he's such a phenomenal actor as well.
Yeah, he's great.
If you're going to bring back a bad guy, bring back one of the worst, and he is it.
Yeah, I know, he is, totally. I actually hadn't met him before this last go-around, and I hadn't actually seen anything that he'd done, so I heard, like, lots about him, and I just had the best time with him. We had the best couple of days together. It was just like, it was absolutely just like a dream. He was just, like,
yeah,
so wonderful. I just totally, like, cherish, like that time and look forward to maybe more, I think. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, without letting anything on.
Yes, exactly.
No cats out of the bag.
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure, but he was just wonderful, wonderful, great, like great actor, great person, just like really magnetic and wonderful. I really enjoyed my time with him.
And another person in the chat room, oh, it's Chrissy again. She wants to know if you and Finola are going to do an event at a fan club weekend in July. She's saying, please.
I'm not sure. I would say there's a very good chance that we probably will. I can't really speak for Finn, but I would say if I'm still, like, around part of the show, and absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think you guys need to bring some of those to Chicago, too, because I get to miss everything.
Yeah, it's funny because Young and the Restless, like, they go, like, Chicago, Toronto, they go, like, everywhere. In the old days, or, like, last go-around, Finn and I used to go somewhere like every single weekend, like for 3 years. We went to, we'd get on a plane every Friday night straight from the studio and go to like somewhere in the country, like either Kentucky or Alabama or Carolina or Chicago and New York, every single weekend. And I guess maybe, I don't think too many people do that now, so.
No, I know that Young and the Restless does Canada a lot.
Yeah, they do.
And Florida, I believe, I've seen a few times. But I know mainly with GH, they're in California. So maybe we need to pinch poke them and tell them, you know, come on, move out this way a little bit. At least do one show every once in a while out here. It would be nice.
Yeah, there used to be... Johnson & Johnson used to do, like, a whole kind of soap tie-in thing where they would...
Yeah,
You know, they do, like, a whole... I did a whole summer with Kelly Ripa, Mark Consuelos, and Shamar Moore. We did, like, a whole summer of kind of, like, you know, we'd go to, like, every single weekend for the whole summer, like, sponsored by Johnson & Johnson. I think they had a new candle they were bringing out, which is... like funny, but they'd do like a whole soap thing. It was like hugely successful. I mean, the best time.
There you go, listeners. Get on to the sponsors. You know,
get on to the sponsors.
I love the GA
sponsors are Progresso Soup and Progressive Insurance. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. So we need to get start dialing their numbers, start writing them letters,
yep,
tweet
Progresso
them.
And Progressive.
Send a flyer pigeon something.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a ton of callers on hold, so would you mind taking some calls?
I'd love to.
Wonderful. Okay, first up we have David. David, say hello to Ian.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, David. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Where are you?
I'm in upstate New York.
Oh, brr, cold.
Yep, we're cold.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that you have been a family favorite of ours for a long time. And I got to tell you, my mother wouldn't watch Bold and the Beautiful unless you were on.
Oh. Well, thank you.
So my question is, sir, has there ever been any story line in your career where you just said, no, this isn't me, I'm not doing it?
You know, I've had those thoughts, but I you know, sometimes I've had to do things that I felt like I don't, especially I think on Bold and Beautiful, there would be one or two occasions I'd be like, well, I'm not so sure this is like really kind of right. But then I always remember Meryl Streep, who was like a wonderful actress, and I at a dinner party one night, she actually said, whenever you come across something and you say, like, hang on a second, my character wouldn't do this, she said, that is the key to the character. That is the kind of the last, area where you're resisting, that if you can, overcome that, you will then become, you set aside your own, judgment and your own restrictions and your own limitations, and then you totally do become a character. So I've only ever had those thoughts a couple of times, and then I kind of jump right in and, commit. And when you commit, then generally I think if you sort of commit, heart and soul, it kind of works. I think then it works no matter how ridiculous it may seem, but it kind of...
Yeah.
But it works. But that's a great question, David. Thank you.
Thank you for answering my question, sir. And I'll be watching you.
I appreciate
that. I'll be watching you.
And you and your
is that a threat or a promise?
Yep. Thank you, Pam and Dawn, for this time.
You're welcome.
You're so
thanks
welcome.
For calling,
thank
David.
You.
Thank you, David.
Okay, next up we have Lee from Canada.
Oh, I think I know Lee.
Hello.
Hey, hello, Lee.
Hello, Lee.
Hi, Lee. No. Hi, Ann.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so nervous about calling in, but Scotia told me I should call you. She said you're a sweetheart, so here I am.
Well, you know, she's right, and I'm glad you did. So how are you?
I'm glad I did, too. I'm very good.
Good.
Cold up here. But
I know. I bet it's you must be freezing cold up there.
It's very cold. It's minus 14 Celsius and snowing and...
Oh my lord!
Minus 14, so yeah, that's pretty good actually for us. It's usually colder.
Oh.
And also, before I forget, Teresa, Matza, Kwan, to say hi to you too.
Oh, excellent! Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I don't really have any questions, but I had a few comments, if you don't mind. I'm really happy that you're back on GH. You know, Clan Labry, we all love you. I'm sure
you
know that from our tweets. I was watching an interview recently on YouTube, and I think it was right after you started on General Hospital in 1986, and the interviewer had asked you what you had aspired to be in life, and you said you wanted to be a great actor, and I just wanted to tell you you've definitely succeeded in that, especially in these recent scenes on GH.
Amen.
Oh, well, thank
Finola, you and Finola deserve Emmys for your work. It's just...
Oh, well, thank you, Lee. Thank you very much for that. We'll see. I mean, that'll be like a whole... But thank you. I remember saying that. I always have felt that, and I kind of still feel like I have to perhaps aspire to that, but...
I think you achieved it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I think we all agree with you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you tweeting with us, too, you know, even though sometimes you're a little deceptive. I know when I tweeted you and Finn about doing the tango a while ago, you said your back didn't move in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I probably have myself rehearsing the tango.
We look forward to seeing lots more of that.
Right.
No, I just want to thank you again. We really appreciate your kindness to your fans. You know, there's not many that are like you. And even that tartan you designed for the Clan Makuuchi of Slavery,
Yeah. That's
awesome. That was really special.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure.
I watched the tweets and that, and you are just amazing with everything and everybody. And they really do, and I know how much I appreciate it when somebody responds to me. So thank you for everybody for us.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. My pleasure. It makes me very happy to be able to do that and to be accessible to everybody. I like that. It makes everything worthwhile.
Well, it makes us feel good, too. We really enjoy it. And you have a good evening, and thanks for taking my call, and please give my love to Nicole as well, okay?
I will, and you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to tweeting with you, and I'll speak to you again soon, I'm sure.
Sure. Thanks again.
Thank you, Lee.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Lee.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, next up we have Angela, and she's in Georgia. I bet it's warm over there.
This is Angela, but it's not warm.
No.
Well, no, really, no. It's freezing in California.
I know. It's going to be chilly. Like I said, but it's the season. It's like Don was saying, it's the season. Really a privilege to get to talk to you again. I think it's the third time I've gotten to talk to you, Ian.
Yeah, how are you? Lovely speaking to you.
Everyone's been saying, thrilled to death to have you back on General Hospital. I watched you back in the 80s and just really, really loved it. And, we're so thankful to have you on Days of Our Lives. You really have, to be on the show for a short period of time, made quite the impression. And, I hope that the folks at General Hospital realize that there are a lot of folks and I was already a GH watcher, but that there are a lot of folks from Dave's that are watching General Hospital now because of you. And
I think they've kind of recognized that.
Yeah.
it is a common comment among those of us that tweet. And also just thanking you, like what you were talking about earlier, but just being accessible on Twitter and just being so genuine and sincere with the fans. Really, it does. It makes us all feel good, and it makes things more fun. What I was really kind of interested in this time, I guess, is that I know you're working with Finola and just a tremendous, awesome cast. But of course, this would be the first time that you've really worked with Ron and Frank, and so many of us are so happy with the work that they're doing. To me, they're kind of the king of the genre. Both of them are kind of the kings of the genre right now.
I would agree.
General Hospital is the example of get in there and really fight for your show and make it fun and make it interesting, across the board. I think that's one of the beauties of GH right now. I wondered, as you knew that you were going back to General Hospital and reprising Duke, but obviously we've had lots of twists and turns with Faison and all these other things, which have been just great surprises and fun things to look forward to. Did you consciously decide that you wanted to add a certain dimension to Duke as you came back in? Were there things that you're thinking, over the last 20 years of, playing different roles and being in with all of your theater background too, that there was something specific you wanted to try to bring to Duke that maybe you didn't bring to it back in the 80s?
Well, I think, that's like an excellent question because I was having all of those thoughts initially at the beginning, And then, you know, I was told that it was actually Faison, like impersonating Duke. So I kind of set aside, like, all of those thoughts. But now I'm getting to kind of incorporate those. And it's Duke, like, older. It's Duke, you know, having gone through, like, kind of, I think he had a fairly privileged life, only because he was, you know, taken up with, you know, with Angus, who's his adopted family, and had kind of a sense of entitlement, I think. And I wanted to play him, like, more kind of, like grown up. And I'm, you know, getting to do that now. I didn't really get to do that with the whole Faison part, because the one thing that I think was missing from the Duke that has been on television was Duke's, like, sweetness. Like, Duke had a great sweetness, and then he was like a puppy dog around Anna. He wasn't pushy. He wasn't, like, he was just like a puppy dog. He just, like, adored her and just would have done anything to, like, make her world better. And you know, so I'm getting to kind of bring back to it. But I had to hold all of that back, like being Faison, which was, you know, because I think, I think the truth is he has been, like, in prison for 20 years. He's been in a horrible, like, you know, like, situation where he's been, you know, physically, like, abused and, you know, mentally, like, you know, kind of tortured. So it's kind of interesting to play that.
Well, it's just, you know, and hats off to you, hats off to Ron Colavati, because, again, the whole spectrum of the story, you know, has been great, and you're going to get to play a lot of different aspects of it, and I just think that's a great opportunity for all of us. It's a blessing to us. One real quick remark from Dave is that I just enjoyed so much those few scenes, especially towards the end, where you got to play a little bit more with James Scott.
Yeah, I did too. I love that. I mean, you know, we thought that was going to go someplace that was like, you know, I was kind of ignoring, like, what I knew were the reality, like, you know, that things were about to change. But we kind of had a very good time, like, working together, and it was great. I love that. And I like James, like, tremendously, so.
Well, there are a lot of us that really love James too, and like I said, I think we have a special treat there towards the end of your run by being able to have the two of you together. Because again, you're both very talented, and it was some of the best work that we got to see on Days this year. So I really appreciate that work.
Oh, I appreciate that, Angela. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, and we'll tell Juan and Frank that if mid-year, you never know what happens and so forth, it might be nice for them to bring Valentin Cassadine back to, or I guess bring him the first time. Really, they've talked about him a lot, but they've never had the character on the canvas. And it would be kind of nice to have a tall Brit on there to play with. But anyway, thank you so much. And you're just class act. It's always so much fun to talk with you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Okay, you too.
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you. Take care, Angela. Thank you.
Okay, next up we have Dom. Dom, say hello to Ian.
Hello, Dom.
Dom. Dom. Dom,
hello.
You there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, ma'am. You forgot to hit the unmute button.
No, I had it. I clicked it. It's showing red.
Good evening, Mr. Buchanan. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Dom. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. Kind of nervous to be speaking to you, only because of the volume of work that you have done. I am a new GH viewer. I started watching back in January, and I was only a year old when you left the show the first time, so I didn't get to see Duke and Anna in the heyday. But what I wanted to ask you was, you've had a lot of roles on a lot of soap operas. What I wanted to talk to you about was your role on All My Children, playing Dr. Greg Madden.
Right.
A little bit of a backstory for those who didn't watch back at the time. In the, I believe it was the late 70s, early 80s, Erica Kane was involved in the first televised, quote-unquote, abortion since
right.
Roe versus Wade. It was a very innovative storyline.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, 26 years later, I believe, it was retconned to where a guy named Greg Madden, played by Ian Buchanan, took the embryo that was supposedly aborted, implanted it into his own wife because he was a bit of a creepy doctor, at the very least.
What
I wanted to get your thoughts on was, what was it like to play such a villainous character?
Initially, when Julie Carruthers, who is like a very good friend of mine, and I had no idea of the history of the. Honestly, if I'd done like my homework, I would have realized that it was a fairly monumental thing. But I was so excited about going to New York for like a year. And I loved it, and I'd always had a home there, and I always loved going backwards and forwards. But I was going to New York for a year, and, you know, I think my first response was, you know, oh, yeah, sure, I'll take Manhattan. How wonderful. And she told me a little more. I goes, yeah, I'll take the theater. I don't care. Like, who cares? And then as we get into the story, I realized, like, it was, and not to be critical of the writers or the people that were, you know, making decisions, but I realized they were dismantling or deconstructing something that was a very important, like a very, very important kind of milestone, not, you know, in history, and not just in television, but in history. And I was kind of a little, like, blasé about it, like, until I kind of realized it was, the seriousness of it. But I mean, then, you know, I kind of, my whole, like, thought about it was, well, here this kind of, like fetus has then turned into, like, you know, the second one, like Colin Egglesfield, which is just so wonderful, and I had such a great time working with him. And I paid no attention to what the viewers or the fans were, I had paid no attention to people's response to it. I mean, the only funny thing, like the crew, who I guess were a little way more savvy than I was, they all had we had T-shirts made, and everybody like had a T-shirt that said "Dick Doc at your cervix."
Oh my gosh!
And
wow.
I didn't realize like how kind of serious it was, but I kind of liked playing that role. I liked it. I mean, I usually kind of like made the best of like whatever I'm given to do, and I kind of liked. I don't think I liked the character of Greg Mann, but I actually like enjoyed like playing him.
Yeah, I
enjoyed playing him. He was like one of these kind of, and I'd met, interestingly enough, only I'd met like the leading fertility like person out here in California like several years before, and he considered himself to be as close to God as anybody. He gave life, and he chose, like, you know, life and everything else. And I kind of think, Greg Madden had a little bit of that. Like, he considered himself to be a little sort of godlike.
Yeah, I completely understand that. As a matter of fact, his big thing was he convinced women to give up their babies. And then he takes the women, he brainwashes them, send them off to some sort of an island for, I don't know, farm, like breeding stock or something. He was, you know, soap operas, you have your outlandish characters. That's part of the fun of a soap opera. And you have to suspend your disbelief. And I think it was kind of cool that you had the, you know, over-the-top villain like Greg Madden. I think you did a good job with that role. Speaking of good jobs, again, I didn't see Duke and Anna back in the day. And to see you and Finola Hughes on screen together, you know, I understand the appeal of what made it so special back in the 80s, and I give props to you and Finola Hughes and everybody for putting together something pretty good.
Oh, well, thank you, Dom. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you taking the time out to chat with us. I'm going to go ahead and let the next caller on, so I'll continue to watch GH and look forward to more adventures.
Thank you, Dom. You have a wonderful holiday. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Take care. Thank you, Pam. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Is it okay if we go ahead and take one more caller?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We have David. David, say hello to Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, David.
It's such a pleasure to speak with you. I've been watching GH since the mid to late 70s, so, you know, in recording when they're, you know, there were VCRs and then DVRing. So I've not only seen your recent work, I've seen your original work, and phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. And recently I saw you on, I've been recording reruns of Quantum Leap.
Oh, right.
Phenomenal on that.
Yeah, I think that was my first vampire.
Yes. Yes. And I watched Poor Charles. I was forgetting. Yeah, actually, when I called today, I was forgetting about that. I'm like, oh, that's right, too. And I'm going to ask you a question about Fanoa, but first I want to tell you this. In the mid-90s, I was on AOL when not everybody had computers. I mean, there was, you know, some people did, but whatever, I don't know, whatever percentage of the population did. And most people didn't know how to look at people's names. And I found Fanoa, and we emailed back and forth maybe 6 or 8 times. I don't know. But one time I emailed her, and I had read in a magazine once or twice that you two were good friends. So I copied ABC, don't sue me over this, an ABC picture of the two of you, or Anna and Duke, on a fishing trip, and I emailed it to her, and she responded with, you know, she said, I've had such a hard week, and a friend of mine was killed by a drunk driver.
Oh.
And I hadn't smiled in days until I saw that picture.
Oh.
So was that last year? No, that was the mid 90s, 96, 97. And so my question is, oh my God, I hope she was another friend last year. But my question is, I mean, I sent it to her because I knew, you know, I had read the two of you were close friends. So how is it working with Fanoa again?
It's fantastic. I mean, we have she and I are like pretty telepathic and pretty, I mean, we're connected. We kind of finish each other's sentences, which is not often the best thing when somebody else is writing them. We kind of take care of each other, and I love that. And I've loved her for so long, and she's been a major part of my life, a very important part of my life. And you know, we go off and like have our own like things, but we always kind of are very, very connected, and it's great. I love I like a week like this week. It's great because I get to spend like, you know, four days from early morning, from, you know, like 5:30, 6 o'clock with her. I drive her insane. Because she likes her girl time. She likes, you know, her makeup and her hair time. And I'm like, no, hang on a second. Like, you know, we've got to, like, speak to me. Like, we got to, did we run this? Like, what are we going to do? Like, she's like, you know, I think she kicks me out of her dressing room maybe 3 times a day.
Like brother and sister.
He says, like, get out. You have to get out. You have to leave me alone. I can't, like, which is great because I'm not like that with many people. I'm like that with very few people, but I'm definitely like that with her. And I kind of, she and I have, we have like huge respect for each other, but we have no boundaries. We're totally like free and like just kind of, and take care of each other all the time. So it's wonderful. It's really, really great. It's great. We've come full circle, but it seems like the circle may have just got bigger, which is great too. So. Thank you for asking that. I'm very happy to share that.
Thank you, and I appreciate you speaking with me and responding to my question and stuff. And I am so glad that the two of you are so close after all these years, and it makes me enjoy, you know, as wonderful an actor that you are, as much as I like the character of Duke Lavery, and as much as I, you know, think Fennella Hughes, and as much as I love the character of Anna Lavery. Freudian flip. Anna Devane Lavery, Scorpio, whatever, you know, it adds more, to me, it adds more to the story, knowing that how close you two have been for so long. And I've never met either one of you in real life. I've met a lot of film actors, and I've never met either one of you. But I just love the dynamic of your two characters, and the fact, like I said, it adds more because knowing how close you two are. So, love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Happy holidays. Have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, David.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. See you, too.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, David.
Bye-bye. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up now. We know you had a long, hard day of acting and getting things done that you need to get done. I want to thank you from my heart, and I know Dawn appreciates it, and all the listeners are taking the time out and joining us tonight.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Dawn.
You're welcome, and we wish you and everybody a happy holiday. Please give our best to Susan.
I
will.
And
tell her we miss her daily, but we look forward to what she has upcoming.
Yes, you know she has lots upcoming.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. Please have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And a very, very happy New Year. And I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
I greatly appreciate
it.
God bless.
Good night. Thank you.
Take care. Good night.
We'd like to thank all of our listeners tonight for joining us, all of our callers that called in, and never be afraid to call in because any guests that we have love to talk to everybody. They appreciate their fans, and they love to take the time out. Otherwise, they wouldn't do interviews like this. we have upcoming – I'm going to go ahead and give that to you, Dawn.
Oh, you are, huh? Well, all right.
Yeah.
So.
I have to take a sip of my pop. I feel like I got a frog in my throat.
Well, aren't you something? Okay, well, here we go. We have coming up this weekend, we have a couple of we won't be on tomorrow, and tomorrow is Friday. Yay! So I hope everyone is all ready for weekend mode and Friday weekend. I hope that you're not having to do a whole lot of Christmas shopping and then you're kind of over the hump now and can kind of have a little downtime. But coming up this weekend, if you have time or while you're wrapping gifts and you just want something to listen to, be sure and tune in Saturday night, 5 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have Robert Newman, a.k.a. Josh Lewis from The Guiding Light. So if you're Guiding Light fans and was diehard fans of the show like I was, you'll want to join us. He is going to be with us. So very excited about having him on the show. And then coming up on Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern, we have Sherry Chatuck. And I hope I pronounced her name correctly, Pam. but you may remember her from the 90s. She played the role of Ashley Abbott on Y&R, and she's also she was probably best known for her supporting role in On Deadly Ground with Steven Seagal and Michael Caine. But she's also an accomplished writer, so we're going to have a lot to talk to her about. It's going to be exciting to, you know, kind of go back into the days of old on Y&R and talk about that character, her playing that role. So lots to talk about. It's going to be a great weekend. So you got anything to add to that, Pam?
Yes, as usual, David has to remind me because I always forget about this. If you missed any of our previous podcasts or if you'd like to listen to the one from tonight or any upcoming, not only can you find the link on take2radio.com, and that's the number 2, and also on Blog Talk, but we're also available on iTunes, and it's free to download. So you can go there and pick and choose which show you'd like to listen to. Thank you, David, for that. What would I do without him?
So this is Take Two Radio, and Pam is the lovely host. For those of you who are brand new to the show tonight and new listeners, Pam, you know, has been in the radio biz for a little while now, and this is her solo effort. She's doing a great job, and I'm just kind of her tag-along sidekick. My name is Donna.
Oh, yeah.
So we're so, so glad to have all of you with us tonight. Listeners both past and present, those are fans of Pam from days of old, and thank you so much for being here. We're so glad to have you with us.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night. Enjoy your weekend. Hope you join us Saturday with Robert Newman from Guiding Light at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That'll be 4 p.m. Central and 2 p.m. Pacific. And then also on Sunday with Sherry Shattuck at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, too. Have a good night. God bless. And we're going to go out with a song from Ian's band, Citizens Band. And it's called Gasoline, and I hope you enjoy it.
What is it keeps this world of ours a-going? What is it makes us happy night and day? What is this precious thing for which we're blowing each blessed dollar of our weekly pay? Gasoline, gasoline, everywhere you go you smell it. Gasoline, gasoline, the cry that echoes through your dreams. Gasoline, gasoline, in the land of milk and honey. It isn't love, it isn't money. It rules the world, not me.
Yeah!